What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Rui Hachimura and the Los Angeles Lakers, partners in crime out of absolutely nowhere. Nobody had the Lakers connected to Rui Hachimura. Nobody thought Kendrick Nunn and a few second round picks would be sufficient to acquire a former lottery pick. And while Rui has much work to do, it is impressive and then some that Rob Pelinka has been able to add to this Los Angeles Lakers team, coming off of perhaps it's just most beautiful win of the season. Not even arguably, definitely its most beautiful win of the season. You can tell I'm hyped up. It's Ethan. We're here on the Ethos Lakers podcast on a solo ride. You thought we were just going to talk about how the Lakers have had back-to-back strong wins, you know, one in particular just coming out of nowhere, and then the next one obviously coming out of even whatever is further than the depths of nowhere. That's where they pulled that one out of against the Blazers after being down by 25 points, just incredible. But Rui Hachimura, a Los Angeles Laker, official. We have received confirmation from the team, from the organization. Welcome, Rui. Wow. Okay. We're here to break it down. It's that simple. It is that simple. And you know I love breaking it down with you guys. You know how it goes. I absolutely love breaking it down with you guys. The only problem, it's tough. It's tough because it's ever-changing, and it's tough because I feel like the Lakers this season are this living, breathing, live organism, and the slightest adjustment, the slightest tweak can pull them completely out of focus or really bring them together. Right now, on the cusp of having Anthony Davis returning to the lineup, you add Rui Hachimura with LeBron James playing some of the most beautiful basketball of his entire career in year 20, post age 38 birthday at this point. Truly incredible what LeBron has been and continues to do. Incredible. Poised to overtake the number one scoring spot all time in NBA history this season very soon. Very soon. Next few weeks. Done. Think about that. LeBron James going to be the all-time leading scorer in NBA history. That, my friends, that is not just an accomplishment. That is such an iconic legacy piece. It is so intangible to the human mind that to just say it aloud, you're like, oh my God, it's just another award, another accolade, another achievement, another trophy for the mantle. But in reality, what it is, it is one of the most impressive achievements we are ever have been having privileged to live through. This is literally history that will be talked about forever. This is incredible what LeBron has been able to achieve. And this is not like he's just playing to catch this record. In his own words, he really never even thought about it. It's almost a byproduct of his greatness for how long he's been playing and for at such a high level. just happens to be overtaking this record. I mean, truly, truly, truly incredible. You have to average at least 1,900 points per year for more than 20 seasons, full seasons in the NBA, to crack 38,000 points. LeBron James in year 20, poised to take the number one spot on the scoring list. I mean, it's really incredible. LeBron should have some help in the starting lineup, not just with Anthony Davis coming back, but Rui Hachimura. Now, Hachimura may come off the bench in the first game, 2-3, we'll see. I'm not sure what Darvin Ham's initial plan is going to be, but obviously we're going to see very quickly. But after that, he's going to have a big role on this team. The Lakers didn't acquire him to just sit around and watch. As Woj said, the Lakers are intent on signing Hachimura to an extension, which it's an interesting play. It's an interesting sort of, you know, we're playing the middle ground and betting on the upside, okay? Because Hachimura has been an effective catch and shoot three-point shooter this season. He's a bigger body on the wing that you can use defensively. And you traded from a surplus. Kendrick Nunn went from literally unplayable last season. I mean, a bone bruise I know is a serious injury. I've had one. And God, they hurt. And that's just a rehab to be a normal human. Forget about NBA players. So I'm not going to sit here and say he should or shouldn't have missed the entire year. But to start this year, he was unplayable. He played his way out of the rotation. Finally, he's played his way back in part initially out of necessity, and then he kept himself there. So he played himself into some trade value, and yeah, Lakers are trading away 3 second-round picks, which is not nothing for nothing. Lakers have had good luck in the second round. But if you hit on Rui and you sign him to a reasonable deal on an extension, then you really have something moving forward, whether that's part of the future, trade, whatever it may be. So I really like this gamble. I really like this for the potential and the upside that it brings to this team. And there's no way the Lakers are sort of acquiring a player of this potential caliber in any other way. We saw what players signed for with the mid-level and free agency. The Lakers aren't going to do it that way. Their cap space is going to be spent on stars. And, you know, hopefully the Lakers are able to find something with Rui that, you know, the Wizards really couldn't offer him. And I think the reality is, too, there was so much change around Hachimura, who's still, you know, basically Jason Tatum's age, by the way. And I'm not in any way saying that he's Jason Tatum, by all means. But what I am saying is that to say he's just going to be the player that he currently is and that's all he can be, I don't think so. I think that there's more there. And I think the Lakers coaching staff has also done a really good job in proving that they're capable of really developing players. I mean, Austin Reeves is a prime example. Alex Caruso before him. Wenyen Gabriel is another example. I mean, guys who have become legitimate NBA contributors who were previously at best sort of on the flank, you know? And I think that's what the hope is internally for the Lakers, is that their coaching staff can offer Rui a place where he can just be Rui. He doesn't have to be, you know, some guy living up to a lottery pick sort of potential or slot potential. He doesn't have to be some guy who was supposed to save the franchise. He can just be himself. I mean, Rui himself said, look, I just want to go somewhere that believes in me as a player and I have an opportunity to be myself. And I think that's what the Lakers can really offer him. And geez, what an opportunity for him too. So mutually, I think the Lakers and Rui both have, you know, a lot of benefit out of this trade. And, you know, Rob Pelinka is going to save himself a lot of face publicly because the pressure's been on him. And I think that this is just, you know, this should not be the only move for the Lakers. And if it is, I want to know why and what the efforts were to diversify the team further. But at this point, you know, it's a very good move. It's a move that no one saw coming. Everybody pretty much seems to endorse in terms of, well, the acquisition cost at least makes sense. The Lakers didn't really give up any real assets in terms of things that they were reliant on to build their future forward. So you like that, especially for a franchise that strapped its first round picks. And you go from there and you figure it out. And I think when you're able to figure it out with talented players, as the Lakers have proven, You can find success. Look, the Lakers, last time I sat here and talked with you guys, You know, we discuss these role players playing up and into their potential over a consistent period of time. And as a result of that, you know, we've seen that the Lakers have really put an amazing effort forth to not only bounce back in the playoff picture, but to be prominent in it in terms of, you know, seeding. And right now, the Lakers are right there. I mean, the most interesting thing is, you know, what teams do you think are going to fall out, right? The Warriors are literally the 10th seed. So the Western Conference, to say that there's parity is an understatement. You have teams like Phoenix and Utah. Look, we all knew Utah was going to, you know, not maintain this ridiculous hot start. But teams like those two are in the 7 and 8 seed. Do you believe in Minnesota? I mean, OKC is 23 and 24. They're a slight lead ahead of the Lakers. And so it's this packed sandwich of teams. And you hope that the Lakers can play their way into one of those spots where ideally they don't have to play in a playoff game, but at least in a 7 or 8 seed versus a 9 or 10. You would much prefer the 7 or 8. Obviously, you want the Lakers to finish as high as they can. And if AD is back as early as this week, I mean, a starting lineup that Schroeder, LeBron, AD, Rui, I'm not mad at it. You need some more shooting out there. This is where you really miss, you know, not having Austin Reeves and Lonnie Walker and those two guys in particular available. But that's the tougher part. So you can start Pat Bev because at least he's been somewhat decent from out there, but I might be tempted to start Troy Brown Jr. with that group. And Thomas Bryant, I mean, if he continues to step into his confidence, that gives AD the...
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ability to play his preferred four, and the Lakers can roll out some bigger lineups. I mean, the potential is just, you know, Rui adds something to this team that I don't think the Lakers simply had prior. He provides an opportunity for this team to really roll out some different looks. And as much as the Lakers are going to experiment to sort of figure it out, they're also going to cling to some levels of consistency that they've proven have worked for them. I mean, Dennis Schroeder, he needs to continue being that dude. Thomas Bryant's the same thing. And when you get Austin Reeves back, when you get Lonnie Walker back, then you're talking about a potential second unit that can really have some impressive depth to it, led by Russell Westbrook. And Westbrook's been playing well. Let's call it what it is. The boneheaded decisions have been fewer and farther between. And you like that. You appreciate that as someone who's trying to build a certain culture of selfless basketball for the right reasons, right? And so as you move forward, it's something that just translates within the culture, whether it's LeBron, whether it's AD, whether it's Reeves, all the way down the roster. And so I think that's what, you know, Darvin Ham really preaches within that locker room, because if the stories are accurate where, you know, in the game against Portland where they were down big at halftime and he literally walked out and basically was like, hey, y'all figure this shit out. That tells me he's got the locker room pretty good if he's feeling confident that he can do that. Because you simply don't do that if you feel like you don't have a pulse on the locker room. Especially for a team that's sort of on the brink in terms of which direction their season can go. Now, with Anthony Davis's return, you got to figure they're going to put some form of limitations on him. But with his return, you absolutely love what the possibilities are for this Lakers team. I mean, there's a reality in which no matter who they sort of match up against, you could trust them in a 7-game series, right? I mean, the game against Memphis was just, what an effort. I mean, you felt like it was going to be one of those games, just like the one against Dallas, where it was just, they were going to fall just short. Where it was going to be, man, what an effort, but they're going to fall just short again. And then you just, your jaw dropped, right? When Schroeder performed a sequence of a lifetime. But the comeback versus Portland, I mean, is just such a testament to not only their resiliency and their engagement, but also their belief in playing again, not just with one another, but for one another. And I think that culture in particular is really going to benefit Rui. Like, it wouldn't surprise me if Rui comes out here and just has a few games where he looks really good. Now, the complete opposite could happen, all right? Don't get me wrong. But it wouldn't surprise me if he just really feels like, ah, finally this weight has been lifted off my shoulders. I feel like the untold human element story is just such a big piece for these guys, especially the younger guys who develop in the limelight, and they develop literally in public, growing up in public. It's a hard thing to do. And I think for Rui, with a locker room that includes LeBron and AD and a lot of these veteran sort of old heads, it's going to be such a good environment for him. Not to say that the one that he was being offered in Washington was poor by any means. But the Lakers, there's a certain cultural aspect to the Lakers franchise that anyone who's been around it, who's, you know, or have been especially a part of it, will tell you it's just like, there is no way, there is no language in which to describe the feeling. It's this indoctrination of history and pride and achievement and all of the things that the Lakers logo can really stand for. And when you think about the power of it that way, you just sort of, you really start to zoom out and believe in what players can bring to a franchise and a new opportunity. And, you know, there's life presents us all sorts of reasons to be skeptical. I'm just going to want to believe in the potential to be optimistic with Rui and for him to do good things here. So I can't wait to watch him play. I mean, he's a guy who I've always sort of been intrigued by. In fantasy, I feel like I always take a flyer on, and I'm like, man, I hope he's good this year. And now I'm just really, of course, as soon as I hit my the waiver wires, highly competitive leagues, both heavy Lakers fans, I was way too late, of course. But I should have known better. No problem. Thanks, guys. But the reality is, you know, I really think it's going to be an excellent franchise fit. I'm excited for him, and I'm excited for the Lakers. Trades are meant to be mutually beneficial. And it was clear that the future for Rui Hachimura was not going to be with Washington Wizards, no matter who or what was coming next. So I appreciate that they're giving him the next opportunity, and I'm excited that the Lakers are his next opportunity. Now, Anthony Davis. I could not be more excited that Anthony Davis is about to return. Now, the Lakers are playing some really impressive basketball without him. I mean, the fact that they've not only been able to tread water, but really survive and survive okay with a really strong offense without him for the most part has been perhaps the most impressive part of his absence. You love that Anthony Davis is coming back, it looks like, before the All-Star break, because I was very skeptical about that. I said, I don't know about that. You know, just his history, taking it easy, all of those things. Now, we'll see what kind of minute restrictions he has when he initially comes back. Wouldn't surprise me if he plays like even as few as like 14 to 18 minutes, gradual increase to 18 to 24, 24 to 27, so on and so forth. I'm not a trainer, but, you know, tends to follow patterns where it's just gradual increase after that initial period is deemed a successful trial run. And with Anthony Davis's injury history, and given the nature of the injury, I'm sure that it's going to be monitored very closely. But the Lakers really have a potential, like I said earlier in this episode, to roll out a starting five and really a bench unit that imposes force on other teams. And I'm excited. I really think that the ceiling of this Lakers team is on display more recently than what we've seen prior. I mean, after starting 2-10, I mean, really, the Lakers have just, they're it's incredible. They're 20-15, but so much of that has been without Anthony Davis. And some of it without LeBron, too. And so it's just this opportunity for the Lakers to really cement themselves as a team that should be taken seriously in the Western Conference. And like the Undertaker has risen back and up from the dead and said, look, here we are. And I love that about this team. I mean, people joke about the record that the Lakers held last season with Frank Vogel at this point versus the one they had with Darvin Ham right now and say, yeah, Frank Vogel's a problem. Listen, Frank Vogel was a part of the problem. Not the only problem, but he was a part of the problem. He was no longer a good fit here. His voice had been tuned out. It was abundantly clear to anyone who watched even casually. So to sit there and use that as some sort of meme generator, like, come on, man. Yeah, y'all got so much in 2023 and that's what you come with? It's so unbelievably weak. That's just my soapbox moment right there. So I really think there's an opportunity again for this Lakers team to put their best foot forward and say, hey, here we are, and we are here to stay. Dennis Schroeder has an opportunity to really prove why he should be the starting point guard no matter what the construction of this lineup is. Because Patrick Beverley, while he does bring something to this team, it would not surprise me if he's used in a potential trade. Because of his contract, I mean, right? That's the reality of it. So if that's the case, Dennis Schroeder can really shore up some solid minutes for himself. We love to see that. We love to see Thomas Bryant really cementing himself as a true NBA center. He still has a lot to prove defensively, but if he can play like this offensively, sustainably with the motor, I mean, that's the biggest thing. And he could take a lot of pressure off of AD and potential 4-5 lineups. So we'll see how that goes. But with Rui, it's so exciting to see what the potential of this Lakers team is. The opportunity, the ceiling has risen slightly for this Lakers team with Rui, but really it's pushed up even further with a healthy Anthony Davis. Obviously, this team's most important player because of what a difference maker he is on both ends of the court. But what LeBron James is doing right now, I cannot state this clearly enough as we prepare to wrap up this episode. What LeBron James is doing at this stage of his career cannot go unrewarded. It cannot go unsubstantiated by this Lakers franchise for Rob Pelinka, who promised to maximize LeBron James's years in Los Angeles. LeBron James is delivering you a vintage performance never before seen, literal record-breaking campaign. You have done okay so far by turning Kendrick Nunn, who I would have traded for a bag of basketballs at one point, and a few second-round picks into Rui Hachimura. But Rob, it is not enough for LeBron James and what he is doing at this point in his career. With Anthony Davis on the men, please continue to improve this Lakers team ahead of the February 9 deadline. You can find me on Twitter at Ethan_Noroff. Find us on Twitter at Ethos Lakers. Until next time, I'm out.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.